How different is your approach to this spring? Just
being able to just improve my game. Right now, I'm still trying to make sure my leg is even stronger coming into this season. And really, just it's a lot of mental right now. So really, just learning the defense the best I can, fast as I can right now.
How different is that defense compared to last year?
I would say it's going to rely a lot more on me and Talib to really make a lot of plays. I mean, we're going to be out there on the island a lot, so. It's a lot of responsibility on us to be able to shut our guys down.
So I know how excited you were in December when you got your extension.
Yeah.
And you were able to go into the offseason and not have it hanging over you.
Yeah.
Then when you see the market kind of explode this year, is there any looking back and saying, well, if I'd have waited a few months, I might have made
Everybody knows. If I had hit the market, I wouldn't have been here. So, I mean, that's the best thing of signing early is being able to stay here with the Broncos and where I wanted to stay, and I'm happy with it. People kept messaging me, oh, man, if you would have hit the market or whatever. But I just try to forget about that and just be focused on this team for this year.
How strong do you think this secondary can be, you know, with another year altogether, having TJ and Talib and all you guys have a season under your belt?
Oh, sky's the limit for us. If we come out and play with great technique, great communication, week in and week out, we should be the best. We got a lot of talent, a lot of guys that can play multiple positions. So we have a lot of flexibility. So going into the season, like I said, he's going to have a lot of responsibility on us, particularly me and Talib, to really shut down. So I would say most of the season is going to rely on us. A lot of those wins are going to come if we play good or if we play bad.
The notion of having Roby work as a safety perhaps in the base package. How do you think that might work? And might that be good for Roby in development?
That's about getting the best players out there on the field. A lot of times we're going to have six DBs out there on the field, and you want your best six out there. Roby can play safety. He can play safety or corner. I've been able to play safety or corner. Kay Webbs can play safety or corner. So you have a lot of guys that can play multiple positions. So that's just going to make us a lot of teams ain't gonna know what we're in. Try to confuse them a lot better, and just having your best athletes on the field. You want the six best guys out there.
What's your impression of this coaching staff now that you got to get into meetings with them? Wade and Kubiak. What do you think?
Oh man, I'm excited, man. This is just going through the defense. I've already looked way ahead and just learning it, and I'm be able to make a lot of plays, man. I'm excited to be able to. They call it activate. And I'm excited for Wade Phillips to activate me to be able to make a lot of plays.
What's been new with you since the season? Anything going on?
Anything? Oh, man. Nothing new, man. Just trying to learn this defense. I feel great. I feel healthy, very great shape. Just mindset is just winning the Super Bowl, doing whatever I can to be able to lead this team, lead my room and the rest of this defense to make sure that we're ready for this year.
What does activate mean then when they tell you that? What is that?
That's what they've been telling me. So I'm hopefully it means call my number to go make a play, go be able to go blitz, do everything. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I'm still learning what activate is too. So I'm excited to learn.
Can you be a lot more aggressive in this defense?
Yeah.
Is that what you're right now?
Everybody else is going to be a lot more aggressive. I'm going to be pretty much on the island, being able to just got to cover my man a lot of times on his defense. And if, when I go to the slot, I mean, it's not too much defense you can do change, especially. But in the slot, you know, I'm still going to be blitzing, playing man, doing everything that I always have in the past.
Being on an island, that puts a little more pressure on you. You like that? You like having that pressure?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jack put us on the island, too, some games. So, I mean, it's something that we're – if you play corner, you're always going to have to be on the island, really. But in this defense, we're just so aggressive that we're going to be on the island even more.
Chris, with the schedule coming out tomorrow, is there one team you might like to see in week one? Is there somebody that you would really like to
– Oh, I don't really care. We're going to play everybody. We're going to play the best teams I know we got New England. I think they're coming here. So I think that's the best thing on the schedule right there, that we don't have to go to New England for the first time.
You still disappointed that, or are you disappointed we're not Hilton in that last game? And
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always want to cover, I mean, a guy like him, he's small and shifty. I mean, that's what God put me on this earth for guys like him. So I was definitely irritated, but it's a new year. I'm pretty sure we're going to play him again, so pretty sure I'll be on him this year.